In this episode, two affirming queer positive passages from Scripture and the debunking of several erroneous beliefs that many conservative churches have and teach. It's been a while since I released a podcast. I have been preoccupied with a Rotary Club that I've joined. I have been converting their Rotary meetings to podcasts. The podcast name is Inspiring Solutions for a Better World, and it showcases some of the world's most innovative and creative people and organizations. It is available on this podcasting service and many others. Check it out. I guarantee you'll like the host, Rushton Hurley. Inspiring Solutions for a Better World. I'm so excited about this episode and the next. Janet Edmonds has produced a leaflet called God Loves You. God loves all of the LGBTQIA+ community. Faithful listeners know I have quoted Janet in numerous episodes. Janet is one of my all-time favorite Bible commentators. Today, in this episode, from the first half of the leaflet, Janet discusses two affirming, queer-positive passages from Scripture, as well as some of the erroneous beliefs that some conservative churches have and teach. Next week, in a single episode, Janet debunks all seven clobber verses, what Janet calls clobber passages. There are four from the Old Testament and three in the New Testament, all from Paul, which I've never covered. So don't miss our next episode, All Seven Clobber Passages Clobbered, from Janet Edmonds' latest writing. A link to the leaflet, which is free and downloadable, is in the podcast notes. You can email it to friends and relatives, or you can use it in a Bible study class. For this podcast, I have lightly edited this leaflet. Three voices from Speechillow will read the leaflet. As usual, the ever-popular Arthur will read the scripture verses. Jessica, a new teen voice, will read the introduction and the section headings. And Beatrix, the British female voice, will read most of Janet's words. And I will interject several times to amplify points that Janet makes. Janet opens with two positive and affirming scriptures. It is a whirlwind through the Bible, covering some of the most important verses relevant to sexual minorities. Hold on to your seats and be prepared to hear the truth. I will now turn it over to Jessica. The leaflet is titled,
God Loves You. God loves all of the LGBTQIA+ community.
This leaflet looks at the Bible with a positive view for all queer people. You will be introduced to two Bible scriptures that are affirming and uplifting for the queer community, and seven Bible scriptures that are, supposedly, critical of sexual minorities. We'll debunk the all-too-common myth that the Bible is anti-gay. Please know that many churches sincerely welcome those who identify as queer. These affirming churches welcome everyone who is a part of the rainbow spectrum. Remember that God loves you just as much as any straight person.
Why is it that some people discriminate against queers? And some churches and conservative Christians are so against the LGBTQIA+ community?
This leaflet provides some of the answers. Intolerant people dislike the LGBTQIA+ community because they often don't understand, or cannot accept, that God created a wonderful spectrum of types of people. This includes lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersexual, asexual, plus others along the gender identity spectrum. It's a human tendency to fear and reject things we don't understand. Many antiqueer individuals hang on to the narrow-minded concept that the only acceptable relationship is between a man and a woman. They perpetuate the false and the irrational idea that queer relationships are a threat to straight marriages.
But here's the biggest problem.
Conservative Christians refuse to accept, and somehow can't understand, that queer people are born that way. They assume that queer people can change their sexual identity or sexual preference with prayer, counseling, and to simply modify their behavior. How wrong they are!
Another part of the problem is that some churches teach that the Bible, God's word, says that homosexuality, or being queer, is a sin.
This teaching is wrong. This leaflet explains seven specific Bible scriptures, often called the clobber passages, because they are used by conservative Christians to clobber the LGBTQIA+ community. When these seven scripture passages are read without knowledge of context, history, and original intent, it's easy to jump to the wrong conclusion that God doesn't approve of same-sex or queer relationships. Using the words literally, as they appear in the Bible, to condemn all queer people, is a misinterpretation of the original scriptures and the initial purpose of why they were written.
A misinterpretation of the original scriptures and the initial purpose for which they were written. Amen to that. My father used to say that every author in the Bible was inspired by God and guided by the Holy Spirit. But that's different than taking every word literally. Indeed, unless you are fluent in ancient Greek and Hebrew, it's impossible to take the Bible literally, as some ancient Greek and Hebrew words do not have words in English with identical meanings. So I completely agree with Janet when she says,
to condemn all queer people is a misinterpretation of the original scriptures and the initial purpose of why they were written.
First, a look at two amazing Bible scriptures that are affirming and encouraging for the LGBTQIA+ community.
You may not know this, but when Jesus was answering questions about divorce, he talked about eunuchs, men who had been castrated. Eunuchs, back then, would have been considered a sexual minority and, in some cases, might have been basically like a queer man.
In antiquity, the word eunuch had a far broader meaning than it does today. I spend 3 episodes on this. You can hear more about the scholarship behind this in episode 6, What Did Jesus Say About Sexual and Gender Minorities? Episode 7, Did Jesus Say Some Are Born Queer? And episode 16, Some Are Born Gay, Created in God's Image. And after a lot of study, I concluded that the Greek word that Matthew uses here is more accurately translated and should be translated into English, not as eunuchs, but instead as sexual minorities. So as Arthur reads this passage from Matthew, each time you hear eunuchs, think sexual minorities. And I believe you will better understand what Jesus was originally saying in Aramaic. Janet Edmonds continues.
From Matthew, chapter 19, verses 11 and 12.
But he, Jesus, said to them, not everyone can accept this teaching, but only those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth. And there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others. And there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let anyone accept this, who can.
Let's listen again to the 3 categories of sexual minorities that Jesus describes.
For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth. And there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others. And there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven.
There is a lot packed into these two verses. Let's listen to Janet's analysis.
The last category to which Jesus may have been referring when he said, eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, would include men, such as Roman Catholic priests, who take a vow of celibacy in order to serve God. The second category, when Jesus said, eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others, would include those who are incapable of fathering children due to castration or injury. The first category that Jesus describes, who have been so from birth, could be seen as including men with effeminate characteristics and behavior, similar to how we define gay or queer men today. Also, keep in mind that by inference Jesus could also be referring to lesbian or queer women or other individuals on the rainbow spectrum, who have been so from birth. Let's face it, this is exciting news. When Jesus said, "Not everyone can accept this teaching, but only those to whom it is given," Jesus seems to imply that he did not expect the Jewish leaders of the day to understand this teaching. Many conservative leaders still do not understand today.
So here it is, in black and white, in the Bible.
Jesus acknowledged that there are people who are sexual minorities, and that they are born that way.
This is a really important point. Jesus, in his own words, said,
"There are eunuchs who have been so from birth."
We can argue about which sexual minorities he was referring to, but he is undoubtedly referring to some sexual minorities. And he is stating that they were born that way, created by God that way, knit together in their mother's wombs that way, and that religious leaders will struggle to understand this.
The second scripture that is encouraging to the queer community is from the book of Acts.
Written by the Apostle Luke, the New Testament's book of Acts tells how God chose an Ethiopian eunuch, a sexual minority, as the first Gentile, the first non-Jew, to be recorded in the Bible as being baptized and converted to Christianity.
Wow.
Due to space limitations, I will summarize this powerful story. But you can read it in Acts, chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. Then an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go to Jerusalem." Philip was one of the original 12 disciples of Jesus. Traveling along the road, Philip came across an Ethiopian eunuch, who was in charge of the entire treasury of the Ethiopian royal court. The Holy Spirit told Philip to join the eunuch, who was seated in his chariot reading the Bible. The eunuch had questions about the scripture he was reading. Philip answered his questions and explained that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah, the Son of God. The eunuch asked if Philip could baptize him. This African man who was a eunuch, a sexual minority, became the first recorded non-Jew to be baptized and converted to Christianity. The LGBTQIA+ community should be thrilled to know that the first non-Jewish convert was part of the rainbow spectrum.
The Holy Spirit chose a dark-skinned African sexual minority to be one of the first non-Jewish converts to Christianity. And Luke and the church fathers considered this so significant that it was included in early church teachings and the book of Acts, clearly putting a stake in the ground that Christianity welcomed all people, regardless of race, skin color, or sexual orientation. I covered this in episode 9, The Baptism of the Ethiopian Eunuch. Well, that concludes the first half of Janet Edmonds' new leaflet, God Loves You, God Loves All of the LGBTQIA+ Community. A link to Janet's leaflet is in the podcast notes. Also in the notes is a link to her original white paper, which is longer and contains more detail. And, of course, the previous episodes of this podcast go through much of the same material in more detail. But do not lose sight of the bottom line. Do not forget the core truth of the Bible.
God loves you, no matter who you are or who you love.
This leaflet was written by Janet Edmonds. Janet is a member of the Bethesda United Methodist Church in Maryland, which has joined the Reconciling Ministries Network, RMN, that works for justice for people of all sexual orientations and genders. Many thanks to Janet for the hours, perhaps thousands of hours, of scholarship behind her white paper and this leaflet. Join us next time as Janet clobbers and debunks all 7 of the clobber passages in a single episode. Until next time, you stay safe. This is Elton Sherwin.
And don't forget to check out the new podcast Elton is producing. Its name is Inspiring Solutions for a Better World. It can be found on all major podcasting services. Inspiring Solutions for a Better World.